Welcome to Mornings with Matt White, right here on SEN.
Hi everybody, welcome to the morning show. There could be some light rain falling later today. It's going to get wet towards the end of the week as well, and a fair bit of rain heading our way on the weekend. Let's get into footy. Are you ready for another 3 to 4 months of rugby league players taking a dive or trying to milk penalties? Well, let's hope not. But let's face it, with the NRL's head of football, Graham Annesley, saying yesterday the league would look at this issue at the end of the season, do you think players are going to stop doing it if they're not being pulled up and penalised until next year? This is the NRL's next headache. In fact, it's the now headache. And league headquarters, in my opinion, is caught in a jam. The blowback that they've copped for introducing the high shot crackdown during the season without proper consultation, that's been acknowledged, means that they have to wait on this one. They have to sit back and wait, because if they rush something in again and it doesn't work again, all hell's going to break loose. The NRL is trying to put out spot fires as the wildfire burns. And at the moment, in the case of players staying down and feigning injuries and milking penalties, City Hall is playing catch-up. It's the time-honoured situation of the Crims being one step ahead of the cops. So this one sits with the players. It's that easy. For the good of the game, for the sake of the fans who pay for their tickets, who buy their subscriptions, whose investment is eventually what comes back to your hip pocket, stop taking a dive. Now, the NRL's current state, as we know, it's all complicated. And that's on the game. That's on the game to fix. But this one is black and white. And it's very simply on the players. What do you think? Let me know. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170. But it's Wednesday morning, so let's get into it.
He's the chief sports writer at the Sydney Morning Herald. It's Wednesdays with Andrew Webster.
Morning, Webby. What do you reckon?
Good morning, Matt. Well, first of all, can I say great to be joining you from Adelaide. How is it down there? I've seen your little head on the screen here.
And my downtown Adelaide. I'm here for the Australian swimming trials. I've been here all week. So we had night four last night at the pool. Kyle Chalmers was unbelievable.
No
mate.
Dramas, Chalmers.
He was incredible in the 100 metres freestyle. He's like, when he gets into the groove, when he's at the back end of the race, he's like a water skier who's coming out of the water for the first time. So he's being pulled behind the boat, and you know when that water skier eventually pops up and all the water comes up with him and he ends up on top of the water. That's what he's like. He's a motorboat. He's huge. Yeah. He's massive. He's got a huge frame, and he got going last night. So it's been terrific down here. Good to have you in our studio. Our Microsoft Teams is working well, and I'm looking straight up your nose. So you're looking a treat this morning.
Fantastic. Luckily, I clipped the hair out before I came in. I'm in pole position too in the main studio. So I'm not just to the little dog box at the side. I'm at the main control of the Starship Enterprise. So I'm feeling quite.
That's a worry.
I'm feeling quite arrogant, like most people who stand in this sit in this seat.
Where do you stand on this situation? You would have heard my say just then.
It
occurred to me as I was watching Graham Annesley that they're one step behind here at the moment. They're on the back foot, the NRL, on a lot of issues. But in my opinion on this issue, Webby, the players are the ones